First of all, can I get your name and your position and where you're from?
Anastasia Kupi, Grand Chief Indonesian, and I'm from Cihaji.
When you landed here in Nain today, there were some protesters down there protesting the flooding of the area in Muskrat Falls. What were your thoughts about the protest?
Well, I think that, for me, I've heard the issues around when I worked with the past president, Sara Leo. We have talked about the mercury study that was done. And so the protest here are people like coming out and voicing their issues around that, and I think that everybody has a right to voice their concerns around that.
Okay, and what are your own thoughts about the project?
Well, we're with the study that the people are protesting about. We've had discussions, like I said, with the past president, and I haven't had a chance yet to meet with the new president, Johannes Lam, and so we'll be going back and reviewing that again. But it's a concern for Indonesian as well. But we have our avenues in terms of dealing with our environmental staff with NELCOR. And so we'll certainly be bringing that concern as well, too.
Do the Innu in Shishashi do a lot of harvesting in the area?
Oh, yes, they do. Yeah, around that lake there, we do a lot of harvesting, yeah.
And are you hearing a lot of concerns from the residents there?
Well, in terms of looking at the study that was done, informing the community, and we'll certainly be going back to our community as well to let them know about the study, and we'll certainly be waiting to hear from them as well about that.
You're traveling now, and along with you have Yvonne Jones and MHA Rand Edmonds. Could you tell me the purpose of your travel to the coast right now?
I was in Natwashish. Today they made an announcement about the broadband for Natwashish. So I was up there, and they're doing an announcement here on the cultural center that's been built here in Nain. So I was kind of interested to find out more about it, and that's the purpose of my trip here.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Randy, when you arrived today here at Nain, there was a whole bunch of protesters at the airstrip. What was your thoughts on it?
Well, I mean, the people want to make a point, and, you know, they wanted to see the methyl mercury levels kept at low levels, and I appreciate that. And, you know, I've taken the concerns of these protesters. I will be taking them back to the minister, back to the premier. And, you know, personally, I never ever agreed with the Muskrat Falls project from day one. You know, I had a whole bunch of concerns about it. I've had concerns on methyl mercury since I got elected in 2011, and my concern hasn't changed. So I really appreciate it. I'm taking their message back. That's my job. And, you know, hopefully there can be some ground made in communication and hopefully strategy.
Have you been hearing this message everywhere else, or not just Nain, but in other areas as well?
Yes. You know, I've heard the concerns that coming from Lake Melville, from my fellow Inuit that lived there. I've heard the concerns coming from Wiglet for many, many years, and they're at risk of, you know, possible contamination. It's not something that anyone wants to see in their environment, especially in an environment as pristine as the one we have in Labrador.
What are your thoughts on people being compensated after the fact if the area, well, everybody knows that methyl mercury is going result of the flooding of Muskrat Falls? What are your thoughts about people being compensated only after the fact?
Yeah. Well, I mean, to start off, I mean, I'm in somewhat of a hard position here because the people that represent me, Nunatsiavut, have come out with their views on it. And I'm also part of a government that has been handed the reins of this project that I never supported in the start. So it kind of puts me in a difficult situation in terms of where I weigh in on this. But I will say that this concern on methyl mercury is a reason, one of the reasons, one of three reasons why I never supported Muskrat Falls in the first place.
Message would you like to put out to the people?
Well, you know, the people have a concern. They have a valid concern, and you know, continue to do what they feel is right. My biggest fear is, and it's a scenario, is that even if all vegetation was removed, I'm not totally convinced that mercury levels are going to be to a point where their standard is acceptable. You know, and the fact that if you remove between 50% and 75% of the vegetation, you know, will the levels be to a point where they're unacceptable? I mean, I'm not a scientist, and I've said this many times, and you have two entities that agree on the data, but yet different conclusions are being drawn, so it confuses me, you know, and not being a scientist, I can't draw my own conclusions, but, you know, I've always maintained that this is one of three reasons, the other one being the fact that we're not getting any power, and that the cost overruns may be paid for by us, and methyl mercury is the other reason I never supported Muskrat Falls in the first place.
I should have asked this in the beginning, were you expecting protesters to be outside or at the Indian airstrip?
Well, I know that there were protesters in Goose Bay, and I talked to Minister President Lamp, who was there, and asked him how everything went, and I'll certainly be bringing all the messages back to the minister and to the premier.
Okay, thank you, Randu, for your time. time. Did you want a short comment on the protest that was at the airship when you arrived in Nain today?
Well, people were voicing their opinions. They don't believe that the government has really thoroughly looked at this and what it could mean to the food supply for Inuit people. And obviously, they have every right to come out and make their views known. And, you know, it is a provincial government issue, but I will certainly be having a voice to the issue with the minister to let him know what the concerns are of the people that I talk to here. And, you know, I really believe that when you're dealing with projects, big projects like this, there has to be real consultation from the beginning. And you have to look at what the impact is going to be on people, not halfway through or after it's finished. And this is where the former government went wrong. They should have consulted properly with Nunatsiavut people and Inuit people and Labradorians in general. Having said that, I think they need to start looking at a new process in Labrador before they sanction these projects, and that is to look at a land and water management board, which is something that they have done to regulate development and the environment in like Nunavut, in Northwest Territories, and the Yukon, in other northern jurisdictions similar to Labrador. And I'm going to be asking the provincial government to look at doing that, you know, because any time that we have developments like this, we have to go forward with the consent and the issues of all people being addressed. We can't do it after the fact. And unfortunately, we're in a situation right now where you have experts on one side telling you one thing, experts on another side telling you something different. And it's no wonder people are confused. They're going to be confused because you don't know who to believe in a process like this. So I just hope that the government will work with Nunatsiavut, and I hope Nunatsiavut will work with the province, and that they can put a good monitor in place to continue to monitor the situation, and hopefully over time and through discussion they will come closer together to reaching a resolution.
Okay, so the federal government don't have a say in what happens with the project?
No, unfortunately we don't. It is regulated through the provincial environmental assessment panel. It was a joint panel led by the province, but I'm happy to work with the province and work with Nunatsiavut to try and help them resolve this issue. However, there, you know, from a federal perspective, there's really no decision for us to take here. It has to be an agreement that they reach between the two parties. And I can certainly support them and assist them in any way that I can. But I think that through dialogue and through continuing to work together is how they will resolve this. And I would encourage both parties to do that.
Okay, I don't know if you'll be able to answer this, but you being from Southern Labrador and it's so close to home, what are your own personal thoughts, or what's your thought on the entire project?
Personally, I think I'm a big supporter of development, but I also believe that we have to develop sustainably and with good conservation and environmental practices. If we're not doing that, then we need to fix it. And I plan on living here for a very long time, and I plan on seeing many generations come after me. So any time that we make decisions today, we need to look 7 generations out to the people that are coming behind us to ensure that we're making the best decision to sustain them 7 generations from now. When we don't do that, we not only compromise our own selves, but we compromise those that come behind us, and that is not a fair practice. So for me personally, I think we can have the best of both worlds, but we have to do it properly.
Okay, thank you so much, Yvonne.
Thank you.
Can I get what you're protesting about? What do your protest sign say?
My protest sign says protect, not compensate, and that's for making sure that we can decrease methylmercury in Lake Melville as much as possible as part of the Muskrat Falls project.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Hi, Andrew.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
You're here for a protest, are you?
Yeah.
Yeah? What are you protesting?
We're protesting the fact that they won't clear cut all the land and the soil out of the river from Muskrat Falls, and it's going to end up poisoning our natural habitats and animals, and leads into everything else, and humans aren't even going to be able to eat this stuff, and we're just protecting our way of life in Labrador. You know, we got a full community downstream of all this that's going to be heavily impacted. Not to mention, like, you know, just what we're all even getting out of this whole thing. It's unbelievable that we got to pay for all this and we're not even getting any electricity out of it. I mean, you know, they're just taking and taking and taking, and money is, you know, unfortunately more important to these guys. You know, it slows them down to dig out the river and then clear cut all the trees out of the way and just clean it up. So that takes a lot more time for them, and time is money. So, you know what, we're the ones that's paying for it. What's it to them?
Okay.
And we're not getting anything out of it. Just, it's all bad news for everybody in Labrador. It's very sad it's come to all this. And, you know, I don't know, it's just ridiculous.
Okay, what do your signs say?
Actually, it says make muskrat right. Hashtag, that's the campaign and that's what government has put off to try to ease all of this devastation and just do it right. Like, you know, your people's lives are impacted heavily. It's disgusting. I don't have any more words to even say about it because I'm just getting upset now. And I don't want to say the wrong thing anymore. So.
Okay,
I had a pretty good interview.
The protest sign that you have, who is it for? Who will you be showing?
Right now we have our Liberal leaders coming in, Randy Edmonds, our MHA, and Yvonne Jones, of course. And we're just showing what we think about what's going on at the Muskrat Falls to them and protesting it. There's a bunch of protests happening today, as a matter of fact. There's one in Goose Bay as well. And the people are just coming together now, and it's sad. It's real sad. It's just, it's unbelievable. Colonization I can't imagine not being able to eat the fish or the seals because it'll poison me. You know? All because big organizations want money and top dollars and Labrador isn't getting a stain of this hydro dam. Like, you know, there's people from Labrador working down there making money, you know, and that's good for them because that's the only thing that we're going to get out of all that. And you know what? And it's not worth it. And it's ridiculous. I'm very sad.
Okay, thank you, Andrew.
No problem.
You're here for the protest too?
Yep.
Yeah. What are you protesting today?
To make Muskrat Falls better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You wouldn't want that happening to your community.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So support our fellow Inuit. And yeah, show all the support you can.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get this going.
Okay, thanks, Colin.
Again, everybody, you're here for the protest a little bit, just to show support for Making Muskrat Right. There's some signs over here. Grab them if you want to. Show your support for Make Muskrat Right.
You're protesting here, and who are you protesting to?
More to the provincial government, and to Nalcor too as well. And realizing that, you know, the damage that they will have a big effect on downstream from the project with methylmercury in the Upper Lake Mavelra and in the Rigmig area. So it affects all of us, and here we're just here to support for Dwight Ball to make it right now rather than having to deal with the issue down the road. So, yeah.
What do your signs say?
All mine says, our fight does not end here.
Okay.
Which means that we're going to keep continuing on until see what we can get out of the project and make sure it's done right before it proceeds.
Okay, thank you, Richard. Hello, Sean.
Good afternoon.
Hey, can you tell me why you're down at Airship this afternoon?
I'm here to solidly show my support to the people of Upper Lake Melville and Rigolet on the what science is telling us, the very dangerous effects of methylmercury. And I'd just like to stand shoulder to shoulder with all the Inuit, not only Inuit, but all the people that will be affected by the province's recent decision not to fully clear-cut Muskrat Falls as per our recommendation.
Okay, and who are you protesting to today?
We're here to tell the province they must reconsider their decision. It's about human life, it's about health, and to be compensated after the fact is, to me, very disrespectful. You can't pay any money for somebody's health or for their life.
Nakumik. Nakumik, Sean. Hi, William. Hanuivit.
Hanuing nilanga.
Hanuli
taku magayakhin sulu maungagabi lakin akuno tusutaw khuyan
utitaw nge kalua patay na ulit ditaw latu na patu galay nunayay piyat taw patahanay gayak khung itu
nakaminga William
kitaw galua
ilagat siko mangilatin
ah
okay.
I never realized that before.